Welcome to Office Hours. We'll go ahead and get started. So I'm going to go through the list of questions that exist in the questions channel. If you have questions, go ahead and add questions to that list. Make sure you put them in the thread anywhere else, and I might ignore them. So starting up, we have J4 saying, how you doing? Not too good today. I was like, I slept enough. Like, I slept a full 8 hours, and then I was just like yawning on loop. You know when you're, like, your jaw starts hurting, and you're like, I need to, like, something's up here. I need to, like, figure out what's going on. And I decided, like, even though I had basically 50 or so minutes until I needed to be awake to do this office hours, I was like, I'm just going to lie on the couch. Like, if I fall asleep, sure. If I don't fall asleep, sure. Doesn't matter either way. I don't know if I actually fell asleep, but I stood up from my couch nap when my alarm went off and I felt better. I might end up back on the couch after this, but, like, who knows? Little dog needs a walk, though, so I have to do that as well. Yosh says, what's the dog doing? Dogs on the part of the day where they bark, and that's because, like, at this time of day, sort of around sort of 4 p.m., etc., people start coming home from work. And when they come home from work, there are a bunch of doors outside, you know, in the corridors, etc., of this apartment building, and no one seems to understand that you shouldn't slam them. Because, you know, we live in a society and you shouldn't slam doors. So they're all just, you know, coming back home from their various whatever they were doing and slamming doors out in the corridors. So it's loud. We did have like a door guy was like repairing one of the doors. And I don't really know what they were doing. Like, I didn't ask. It was just I walked past him. But he appeared to have replaced the automatic closer on one of the doors. And now it's a lot softer. So hopefully they're going to replace all the door closers with softer door closers everywhere. You know when, like, you get, like, soft closed drawers? I want soft closed doors. Right? You close a drawer, like, just almost to the point where it's closed, and it's just, like I don't know, like, magnets or springs or something. It just, like, closes the drawer properly. I want that for doors. Also, all the doors are squeaky, and I realized that, like, I could be grumpy about it, or I could just walk around with a WD-40 can, so that's probably what I'm going to do when I remember to do it. So it'd be like, hey dog, time to go walk. I know that you, like, were taking a weird route, but, like, we're visiting every door that, like, I could hear and lubing it up. So that's kind of like what the dog doing and how the dog doing. They're going to be barking for a bit. I usually try and take them for, like, a short walk here for, like, half an hour or so. That, like, gets rid of most of the people coming back home. But of course that also, like, it's like, he still doesn't like other dogs. He'll just bark at other dogs. And so, like, it's called dog reactivity, and I'm working on it. But, like, it's the hardest dog behavior to change, particularly because when he sees a dog, like, his brain is just empty. It's just like, I want to bark at the dog. He doesn't even want to, like, bite the dog. He just wants to bark at the dog. And it's really, really, really frustrating. But we're getting there. I think it also is, like, territorial as well, because whenever, like, he sees a dog, you know, around here, he'll bark at it. But if we see a dog outside on the street whilst we're walking, he'll still react, but a much lesser, much more controlled version of that reaction. Feta, you can't stand on my face right now. I know you want to try and do that, but you can't. He's standing on one of the arms of my chair and licking my elbow right now. Anyway, that's enough about dog. Cybrick says, what are you planning on eating for dinner tonight? I've got a couple of, like, microwave meals. I'm having one of those weeks where, like, I'm just, like, struggle busing it the way through. I don't really know where struggle bus came from. Is struggle bus, like, a not politically correct term anymore? I don't, hang on a minute. I know short bus is wrong, right? You shouldn't use short bus, but, oh, it looks like struggle bus has no implications to be a bad thing. But yeah, it basically means the state of doing anything simple and struggling in an inordinate amount of it. Tends to happen over a long period of time without sleep. Yeah, that lines up. It's basically just, like, everything is struggle. Like, as an example here, I lost my orange juice, and I didn't know where it was. And I'm like, what the hell's going on with my orange juice? Where is my orange juice? Like, I don't understand. Like, did I throw it out? Like, there was definitely, like, half a bottle of orange juice in the fridge. Where is it? I found it unchilled and open, like, the top was open, inside the cupboard of my kitchen cupboards that contains glasses. So I must have, like, tried to put it away, but just autopiloted it and just, like, opened the glasses cupboard and just shoved the orange juice in and walked off. That's how absent-mindedly you can, like, get with things. And I'm like, this has been here, like, all night, way into the morning as well. Like, I don't know if it's still safe, quote, to drink. So I swig a little bit of it, and I'm like, oh, I'm fine after a couple of hours, so I guess I'll just drink it. Anyway, let's move on to questions that are not related to me, and to resonant questions. Para says, no particular question in mind, might as well ask how things are going from Resonate generally. We're a little bit slow right now because we're working on some business stuff. You can see in Devlog where we're working on the locomotion that's on Frix's end. And on my end, I'm working on just a giant collection of corporate work. So that's cool. Let's take a look at the additional questions. I do hope that we'll get those resolved, and then you'll see a lot of updates that are weird but cool at the same time. Also, Pyro, I don't think I've seen you before. That is a cool avatar, or cool profile picture, etc. Kaden says, I want a couch nap. If you've got a couch, just do it. You're never too old to nap. There's the good health research, etc., that napping is good. So just go ahead and do it. Right? You gotta just do it. Just generally, I know, parents, and, teachers, etc., whatever, throughout your life will basically say, be yourself. As I get older, it's, more and more true. I used to be, I'm not gonna nap. I shouldn't nap. That's, a sign of weakness. And now I'm just, hey, this couch and me are gonna, we're gonna have, we're gonna have, a two-hour nap, right? So you just have to, do that, right? I update it though to be aggressively yourself, and that's to sort of encourage you to think about you have your own autonomy to sort of behave how you want to behave. Of course, don't do anything immoral or unethical or illegal, etc., but if you're feeling tired, take a nap. If you're hungry, go do that, right? If you're so tired that you want to go back to bed, sometimes just do that. I know you guys have got, work and school and all sorts of stuff like that, but, try and just aggressively be yourself. Ozzy says, maybe more of a business question. Was it a surprise that Resonate was profitable? For me, absolutely. I'm good at maths when it comes to, my own personal finances, but that's because, I know everything, right? I know literally everything. If I buy toilet paper, I know that that's going to be on my bank statement, right? But for a business, it's more difficult. You need someone who's on top of that and who is producing the content about that. Otherwise, it just sort of becomes not a priority. Frix is too busy, quite rightly developing the next sort of big ticket, hole in one features at the golf course. I'm, filling in the gaps in between, as are most of the engineering team. But we have Bob who is doing, lots of spreadsheets and financial forecasting, etc. And they're really good at it. So Bob could basically be I could tell Bob, hey, I found a way to get Resonite an extra 20K a year. And he would be able to sort of go that with that, we could do the following things. Maybe we could do more advertising, marketing. Maybe we could have another headcount open up or whatever. They would know, not instantly, but very quickly, how best to utilize that money and discuss it and do it. So it's cool. I guess it wasn't a surprise, but it's there. I knew it would be as well, because one of the things we tried to do, if you look at our pie chart, the majority of that pie chart is payroll. We did that in a really, really awkwardly specific way to try and make sure that we didn't have any issues there. It was also a really uncomfortable time as well, because it's all right, we've got to basically talk about who gets paid and how much, and try not to hate each other. None of that happens, so we're good, but it's still weird. Whenever you're this person deserves this much, and this person deserves this much, it gets kind of weird. Let's take a look at next questions. J4 says, beyond content tagging, low motion mode, and all the other issues existing, do you have any more accessibility-focused features in mind? I don't know. I would like us to be more conscious of potential accessibility problems, which is the first part of making an accessible product, is to not introduce any additional accessibility problems in your development. The second part is to then sort of make accessibility specific features. I was actually watching last night, and I'm actually going to link them, free shout out to this random channel, but there is a YouTuber that just appeared in my recommend list who was born blind, so never seen anything, and they are just playing Last of Us, which apparently has a sort of rogue-like style game mode, and it was just like fascinating what they were doing, but it was also fascinating all the things that The Last of Us game had done to make it so that they could be used by someone who is completely blind. You might be confused by the visuals. The visuals are designed for lower vision people. And so like the background is gray. It's sort of like washed out, not interesting. The character is blue and enemies are red. And that's just so that like someone who has lower vision, maybe they can only see blobs of color. They might be able to play with that. And then there's even like this sort of like sonar. So like, let's say he's got an objective to walk and, you know, go through a compound or whatever. He just keeps pushing this sonar button and it will directionally, and I was wearing headphones whilst watching the video, it will directionally tell you like which way to go purely through sound. And the other thing I found funny as well is like, he will continually interrupt the like narrator. So there's a, you know, an accessible narrator there, and it's going like, handgun, 4 bullets remaining, and sometimes he'll interrupt her and he'll apologize, and that's how well he knows the game, right? Sometimes he doesn't need her, and it's amazing. So do take a look at that. I wish that they would play games that I have played. So for example, I haven't played The Last of Us, so I'm a little bit hesitant to watch too much content about it. But it is understandable, because the games that they do need to play need to have very, very, very strong accessible features. And I don't think many have them. Some do, as in it's by Last of Us, but it's not common. All right, let's move forwards. Nuki says, what if napping makes you nappy head? Yeah, that's the problem. I talk about it like, if you imagine like a, you know, a giant audio mixer, right? There's a bunch of sliders on it. One of them is like how much I need to pee. But the going to sleep and waking up slider, it moves like really slowly. It's really old. It takes forever. So like going down to sleep, as in lowering that fader down, takes forever, and then raising that fader back up to like I'm actually conscious takes forever. I took a nap, but like even with that, like if I hadn't, I won't be like properly awake till like 6, 7, 8 p.m. and right then is when I will start thinking like, now I can do work. And for everyone's like, that's unhealthy, etc. It's like, well, what do you think I'm doing till 8 p.m.? I'm watching YouTube and playing video games, right? I basically do my evening, and then I do a bit of work, and then I do more of my evening. And that's what works best for me and keeps it healthy, so that's what I do. It's really good that I'm fortunate that like I'm working for a company where that's okay, right? Most companies would be like, hey, no, we need you at your desk between this hour and this hour. And I'm like, but why? Like, If I'm more active at like 3 a.m. making the best work I can, then that's great. Gable says, temporarily the operation goal is on hold. Yes. So the walking animations are a priority because of a business need that's documented on the actual features. You can go read that on the GitHub issue. Once that's resolved, Fruits will go back to performance optimizations. Moving forwards to Caden. Wait, so you were doing optimizations in Resonate? Yes. Yes, we are. If so, how much progress has been made? You can check the update notes. The past couple of updates have had performance-related matters in them. I don't want to sound rude, says Cybrix, but how does the new locomotion... Okay, so like, here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to... Let me get a couple of things set up here. Right, okay, cool. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to go over to this one. All right, so here we go. We got a screen share. So over here, you can see... the issue to do with the procedural body animation. And in here, you can see right now, right down at the bottom here, this item is currently a high priority for this reason and is prioritized as a result. So anyone that is continually asking about why we're doing this, the answer is like already available to you. The answer is here. You just need to read it. It's right here. You can also go ahead and you can go to how we prioritize, and we can scroll down to like it's covered by sort of this one. It's covered by this one, kind of this one as well. Control F business. Yeah, we've got here business opportunities can get prioritized. So like it's all there. So like, I understand that we're still going to get that question. But if you could go ahead and read the issue that's available, you'll understand why it's happening. Let's go back to questions. Chase says, any plan to support Zappy? So when you're talking about things that are like standards or stuff like that, please provide a link, because I don't know what Zappy is. And while you have a description here, Learning Management System Standard API, I still don't know what it is. So I don't know if we'd even be interested. And when I Google Zappy, I get like a couple of things like zappy.com, but I don't know if that is the specific one that we're after. So give me like an actual link. I'll take a look at what it is, and then I can tell you what the answer is. Cybrick says, if Resonite got $1 million, what would you guys try to change? Probably nothing for at least like a month or two. Like we would go into planning, but probably nothing for a month or two. It's the similar thing to what I like, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery? Like, here's what you should actually do compared to what most people would do. So what you should actually do is you immediately run straight to a photocopier and you photocopy multiple times that lottery ticket. You then put the original in a safe deposit box at a bank, secured the most stringent safe deposit box, stringent rules that you can find, because some banks have different safe deposit rules. You then immediately contact a lawyer and an accountant, and you ask them what they advise, and you tell no one. You do not utter to a single soul, even your spouse in some cases, that you have won the lottery until you have spoken to the lawyer and the accountant. At which point you should take probably, honestly, 75 to 80 to 90% of that money and put it straight into some form of like stable investment that will give you a return. You wouldn't have to get much. But that's what you would do personally, right? If the business did, we would have a long conversation. Bob's work would probably be busy, as would Farouk's, as would myself, as we kind of figure out what to do about that. But that's what you'd do if you got it personally. All right, so that's still waiting on a clarification what Zappy is. Because like Zappy means something different to me. It means the Xbox API to me. But like, I don't even think that's external. It's like an internal API that Xbox uses. Arlen says, will Metaverse platforms, operation systems, LLMs, and game engines across a long enough time evolve into a general operating engine system? No. What this would do is, instead of downloading programs, apps, we would state, I want to play Insert Your Choice, and instead of downloading that game, the Go sends a base ping to the server, and that server responds with the appropriate prompt to create a cascade necessary to build from the ground up, custom build for your hardware, the game app program you asked for. That's never going to happen. It doesn't make, and not because like it might be a good idea, but like it's not explained in a way that makes any sense. And it also has large language model on it. So a large language model, I am certain, can give you, you know, the appropriate answer to sometimes appropriate answer to various sort of technical questions, such as like, what do I do when this error occurs in my code, etc. It cannot, because it's a large language model, it cannot create new content and it cannot create new ideas. And so until I stop seeing the word large language model, it can't be there. Like, there's no imagination, there's no intuition, there's no wisdom from a large language model. So it can't do it. Like, most of the power in like a really proficient, really experienced software engineer or engineering team comes in their wisdom. You know, they know everything, right? So I know pretty much large parts of .NET. I know large parts of C#. I know large parts of all these things, but I also have to have the wisdom to know where best to apply it. And that's what a large language model just can't get anywhere near. That isn't to say that like some other AI type will arrive that could do that, but like it probably won't be a large language model, or like it won't use that phrase. A large language model is basically just a giant bucket, and you pour as much stolen content as you can into the bucket. You mix it around with a big stick, and then you take a scoop of it and you put it in the bowl. Like when, what's the Tom Dickens play where Charlie asks for some more? You know, when like, anyway, when he gets a ladle into his bowl, that's a large language model. You just like slop. It's like, ah, sometimes it's good and sometimes it tastes nice, but maybe you got the spoonful that had like no meat in it, and you know, it was a stew, and it just has carrots. Anyway, I'll move on rather than rambling. Zenry says, who created the Resonite merch designs? That's probably actually a question that's better for like the content team. I don't really know. I have an issue with t-shirts in that, like, I destroy them by just wearing them. I don't particularly know why, but I just do. Part of it is because I wear them, and the other part of it is because I detest any complex laundry. So if you're like, if your garment that you give me or whatever, it's merch, and it says on the back of it, like, don't wash in a washing machine, don't tumble dry, do all these special things to it, it's just going to be destroyed, right? I don't have, like, the patience to deal with any sort of, like, basically, here's how I do laundry. I open up the washing machine, I shove appropriate amount of random laundry in, I shut it and I turn it on, and anything that gets damaged, trial by fire, it just doesn't get to live another day. It's like the Hunger Games inside my washing machine. One of the reasons I do that is because I'm like, guys, it's like 2024. Like, it's a washing machine. Like, if it can't be washing machine, it shouldn't exist if it comes to clothing. Anyway, Electronic says, if you could focus on developing or working on one aspect of Resonite, what would it be? I really, really want to focus on, it's really difficult to talk about because it sounds like I'm talking about performance, but I'm not. I want to focus on annoyance. Right. So if you're using Resonite and you are annoyed at some point, I want to fix that. Like, whatever it is. So it's sort of like performance, because in some cases annoyance does come from lack of performance, but it can also be sort of like clunky UX user experience, or like a process that takes 7 steps. Maybe I could make it take 2 steps or stuff like that. It's just like, I want to reduce the amount of times where you go, ugh, and then have to do something weird. And that's what, like, I would like to focus on. That usually isn't what I can, but if I've got some spare time, I will. Fizzy Rabbit says, is there now plans to add a way to import animation files without the animations being embedded into the FBX? Yeah, we want to, like, completely overhaul our animation stuff to make sort of a more generic animation system. That will allow that to be more better and all sorts of stuff there. I don't know any details because we haven't looked at that one yet. I'm sure Fruits has, like, ideas exploding in his brain right now if he's listening in. We're not working on that right now, but we will in the future. I'm looking forward to that as well, because I believe, like, that will open up more games, because it's easy to create enemies. Like, the moment you have animations, it's quite easy to create enemies, right? You just put, like, a hitbox on their sword and you're good. For anyone who's doubting that, go look at, like, Elden Ring hitbox videos. Like, there's an Elden Ring hitbox video for the I'll avoid spoilers here, trust me, for the final fight of the DLC that just released. And they're like, yeah, the hitboxes are bullshit. And the reason they can show that is because they added a mod where you can turn on the primitive collider's wireframe. And so you can just, like, see footage of, like, the final boss attacking and it being like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense to why I was hit. And all that's happening there on the engine is an animation is playing and a hitbox is turning on and, like, sweeping through you. Fun fact there, when you jump in Elden Ring, they turn off the moment your feet leave the ground. They turn off the colliders on your feet and your legs. And so in a lot of cases, jumping is better than dodge rolling. Nuki asks, getting back to questions here. We're, like, rambling through it. I hope you're enjoying the rambling. It's because I took a nap. My brain's a little scattered. Nuki asks, how do you get the input from the VR controller for jumping? I want to make my air jump work in VR, but neither of the ways I've tried to seem to work. It works fine for the spacebar. Standard controller. Like, standard controller, and you need to, like, just figure out what you want, like, jump to be on the standard controller. Nuki says, tips for making systems, which summon tools onto your hand. Use the default tool shelves. That is my tips. So many people, like, make really complicated systems to, like, cloud spore, multi-tool, I've seen a case, like, you know, like a toolbox where people, like, rummage around in there and find a tool. And I'm just like, tool shelves, fastest way to swap a tool in the West. Glitch says, is Fruits taking care of himself? If he's not, send him my way when I will force snuggle him. I think you should know more about that than me, Glitch. Good to see you here. Hope you're doing well. Fruits and I, like, don't talk as much as I would like. We're just very, very busy. Like, I would love to spend a long time talking to Fruits about various things, but I don't want to bother him because he and I are just, like, hammering away on some deadlines right now. So I certainly do hope he has, but I haven't spoken to Fruits that much this week. My mentality there is, like, can it wait? And, like, 90% of the time it can, right? If it's not related to this current deadline, it can wait. And so I try not to bother him. Para says, Here's the hard-hitting question I was requested officially by the UN Human Rights Council to ask. Why is there a Putaflux node titled OO, which only provides a string result of what's this? It's one of our Easter eggs. Easter eggs are like an interesting thing to talk about in like a software product, because you can have sort of two realms of thought about them, which is no Easter eggs, absolutely none, like none. You cannot have them. And most sort of business professional use cases, you'll see that happen. But then you have somewhere in the middle where it's like, you can have them, but they really, really have to be either obscure or they don't impact user like experience at all. So you can see that in, Discord. There's like a couple of things you can do on Discord that will like make animations or confetti go off. Actually, that's a good point. If you're in Discord right now, go down to the bottom left where your username and profile is and click it, and then hit, oh, it doesn't do that anymore. It used to do like, if you did copy user ID, it used to explode. Never mind. You have to like do it like a few times. I think that Resonite has a good balance on the Easter eggs. I do know that very soon, sorry, Fruits, there's going to be a PR where I turn most of them off for business customers. But, you know, they're cool. I think it's better to have them than not to have them. Nuki responded to nothing for at least a month to classic Resonite answer. I think that's disingenuous. If anyone gets $1 million for any reason, I hope they don't do anything for a month. But you want to plan that, right? As an example that like some other like startup would do, and if you want to like look at startups that are doing this, like head towards some of the AI startups are unfortunately doing this or you know, having this happen. They get suddenly money, like maybe they get investment. They hire too quickly. They spend money on sort of operational things that seem needed but aren't. Like, for example, you could ship like a, you know, the top of the range graphics card computer to all of the engineers so they have a better experience, paid for from that $1 million. But is that the best use of the money? Sometimes startups will invest in real estate. As a startup, you should never invest in real estate. They're like, we're a startup. We just got an investment for like $1 million. Let's rent a building. Like, no, anything but that. Sometimes startups will do like office or work vacations. They'll be like, all right, we've got $1 million. Let's like book some hotel room in Hawaii and talk about that $1 million. Also, don't do that. Have regular meetings about it, right? Don't waste money on Hawaii. Team like retreat to a various location is a good idea, but you can do it a lot more cheaply. You just pick somewhere obscure, fly everyone in there, have a good time, fly them out. Zenry says, I guess somewhat building on this question, has YDMS Resonite applied for any sort of technology grants? Frick has an answer here, so that I'm going to reply with that and then give my own take on it. We need to find ones that would be good for us and what we're building, which itself is a big challenge, but even the reverse one, it can come with a lot of requirements that we need to fulfill, which may take us away from actually want to build and a lot of headaches and administration, so it wouldn't be worth it in the end. For grants and stuff like that, you actually need a significant sort of salesperson. It's kind of weird to sort of talk about, but like most of getting a grant is like smooth talking the grant people and like conveying an image that you have this thing that fits the grant, and then sort of like trying to get that money. And that needs a lot of sort of sales. And while we do have some of that on our team, we don't have nearly enough to deal with a grant. Before Resonite launched, I actually spent sort of 9 to 12 months trying to get medical grants to work on VR projects. And it was just horrendous. There were grants where it was like, this is perfect, right? It, like, the grant title was something along the lines of like, use VR to help cancer. And we had that whole like jaw surgery thing. And the grant was like, no, I don't understand. It's like, but there we go. All right, so Pyro's got a bunch of questions from a friend who's forwarding them. That's perfectly fine if you want to do that, by the way. Go ahead and do it. I'm happy to take questions from any source, basically, in the office hours. So there are two questions here, so we're going to go through them. The game ships with debug systems. There is nothing inherently bad about doing this. However, depending on how the DLLs are compiled, this could affect performance and size. Assuming they were compiled with debug flags enabled, it also makes little sense to do this because the platform is meant to be open anyways. They should just open source the code. There's no reason to keep it closed if they ship debug symbols of anything anyways and try to heavily document their inner workings. We just simply can't go open source. There should be a GitHub issue that talks about that more. That one is, unfortunately, please go read the issue, then come back to us before you have a discussion about it, because there's a lot of historic stuff there. Actually, is there a GURB issue? If there's not a GURB issue, no, I'll make sure that there's one, and I'll make sure that my giant paragraph of text that talks about why we can't is available there. As for shipping debug symbols, I'll defer to Freaks on that one. But remember, we also have the molecule system that Freaks really wants to work on that would make builds better, easier, more reliable, is everything that we want to do and change about our build process can be fixed by that one. Secondarily, we have another question from this chain, which is, the game is exclusively available on Steam, yet despite this, it requires a third-party account and uses seemingly no Steam API features. This is an issue itself, but just bizarre, because it causes pointless friction for new players and only makes sense if they release the game elsewhere. We do want to release it elsewhere, but that requires Molecule, the system I was literally just talking about. We also do want to integrate with more Steam-related stuff. We kind of have to be a little bit careful, depending on which API we're using for various reasons. But like a login with Steam account is probably going to happen at some point down the line. Brooke says that they've had ideas exploding my brain for animations for a while, and they even link a particular GitHub issue that they want to see. And just reading the title, I know exactly what this is like. So if you imagine like a sequence of events that, we'll pretend it uses an NPC because it's easy to visualize. But so let's imagine you make like a tavern map in Resonite, and you want an experience where a Resonite user can go up to the bar and order like a drink. To script that in Protofox right now would be complicated, right? Because you'd have to like swap the animation around for the NPC bartender so that they then like, you know, walk to where the glasses are, pick one up, put it under the barrel or pump, whatever, for the booze that you're buying, pour it, make all the sounds associated with that, and then put it on the table, and maybe there's an audio clip, right? That's really complicated to do right now. For those that have done it, I'm sure you're aware of it. I've done it a few times for various things. It's strange, right? That would all be so much easier with that system, because you would just make a timeline of that, and the timeline would be like, do this, then do this, then do that, then do this, in a really nice way, generalized way. Another good example of that one is we needed some NPC like judges, I guess would be the appropriate term, to look less robotic. So we had like a row of four judges in like an office setting, and they were judging a person's presentation, long story. But it's like, oh, they need to look less robotic. And what I did was I stitched together a bunch of Mixamo animations into a big timeline for each of the models that we're using. So I had to do it. Like for each model we were using, I had to do it so that it was inside the FBX. I stitched them all together with like the traditional smoothing and like interpolation between animations that you'd usually see. And then I manually, by throwing random numbers, basically throwing a die, I moved the playhead of that animation to like a random location within the animation. And I did that based on like frame timings and all sorts. So I know like, hey, frame 20 to frame 60 of the animation is they scratch their nose. And so I roll the dice and I'm just like, ah, they have a 30% chance to scratch their nose. Ah, well, they've hit the scratch the nose thing. Let's set the position of the playhead for the animation to the scratch nose position. And then I had to do code where it's like, okay, scratch animation's done. So when it gets to the end of the playhead for that part of the animation, it's got to jump over to the idle part, which is like frames 1 to 100, if I remember correctly. All of that stuff, again, better with an animation system. Let's move forward to Para's expansion of his friend's stuff. Okay, it's a long sentence, so I don't know if I'll read it. The user's clarifying that it's not points against the game. That's absolutely fine. You can say what you want. Like we don't. Like, if you want to criticize, it's absolutely fine. Just make sure it's like friendly criticism, which this is, to be fair. You can like say whatever you want about Resonite, but you have to be nice about it. So you can't be like, Resonite fucking sucks. Like, that's a bad way of doing it. But if you're like, I think Resonite sucks for these reasons, perfectly fine. Like, go for it. But their stance is basically like, if we're including PDB files with all our DLLs, we might as well ship it open source. We can't ship it open source. So what's remaining there is like, hey, we just like, we need to figure out if those are good or if we don't want to ship them and various other things like that. VRChat does need a really good open competitor. Could be us, could be someone else. And I won't comment on VRChat management. Paras, you got a link to Molecule there from Electronus as well. Dorky says it's faster to switch to your sidearm than reload. Couldn't agree more. That's why I use tool shelves and not multi-tools. It's also like a weird... I know that some people have done it, right? they make their tools into guns. Do be careful with that one. Some people don't like guns. Glitch says, that's okay, I'll force snug them anyway. Kidnap him. Like, you two go to Italy or something, you know? Like, I don't know why. Like, choose your own destination, but just, like, go somewhere. And here's a hint, Glitch, if you really want to have a good vacation, no laptops. Nukis says, clarification, I was asking for tips on systems which would cause a tool to appear in your hand. Any form of equipping them would be good. Like, if you want a cloud spawn and then equip, that's fine. I store tools inside my face, so that's where I have them. So I could make a radial menu that, like, summons them from my face. But, like, the whole remove face, get tool out is part of the bit, so it's funny. One thing I did want, though, is, like, a recall for the tool. So sometimes you'll just, like, leave a tool, like, in the middle of nowhere, and you'll be like, where is it, right? And I'll check inside my face, and it won't be there, and I'm just like, where's my tool? So I want to, like, I want a context menu item which will, like, recall the tool to inside my face. And because my tools are quite sharp looking, I wanted it to sort of, like, pilot, like, a missile or, like, a throwing dagger into my face and then just, like, snuggle back to where the, to where the snapper is. Bonus points there if it makes appropriate noises there. It's like, whoosh, into my face. Boink. I realized I haven't answered Chase's question about Zappy. So it was zappy.com. So I have to look at what this is. Experience API. So it's like a learning transcript, learning record store. This seems like a generic way to sort of like make a curriculum and then track that people go through it. I'm not sure if we'd be able to like integrate something like this ourselves. To be honest, I don't really understand it because it's a lot of buzzwords. You did link the specification, so I need to take a look at that, because that might just be like, sometimes I'm like, show me the code, right? When there's like an API, I'm like, show me the code. Okay, yeah, so it's basically like a transcript system of like learning events and learning resources and learning experiences. Make a GitHub issue, but this sounds like it might be something that is more suited to a plugin right now. Just like simply where we're heading, this is like very, what? I have no idea what this is, I'm sorry. Make a GitHub issue. I was just scrolling through and I saw defenestrated, which is a really hyper-specific word. If you know, you know. Okay, let's get through some questions. Like, I was just scrolling through and I'm like, eh? But yeah, there's unfortunately like way too many buzzwords in this API and on their website. Zappy is an e-learning specification that makes it possible to collect data about a wide range of experiences a person has within offline and online training activities. Zappy uses a shared format for both receiving and sending data, makes the specification an ideal tool for sharing learning between multiple systems. Cool. Sorry, I make a GitHub issue. I'll be able to take a lot better look when I'm not on air. Zenra says, wait, what jaw surgery thing? I'll link you a video. How do I get to this video the fastest way? My YouTube recommendations today are just full of talking head videos. I just thought, I watch some talk. Surgical. There you go. It's right at the bottom there. Let's go through. Fruit says we ship TDV files because it gives better logs sometimes. Ah, that's right. Yes. You know how your log files have got like weird stuff in them that doesn't make any sense? We have to try and figure out what that means. And anything to make that clearer is welcome. So like, I'm just opening a random log file here from a recent copy of it. But like, this stuff means more to us than it does to you, for example. Like I can look at that and I can pretty well figure out what's going on there. If you can't, then that's why we have the PDB files. I'll double check that we've got that open source issue and I'll make sure that the information is there. I don't remember if I've got it. I'll take a look around. Fruk says, how am I going to steal Italy about my laptop? Glitch has a proposal, which is that we take the laptop and all the 3D scanning stuff that you need, but no internet. Maybe we just ban you from like the Yellow Dog Bear Studios Discord and GitHub for the entire length of the vacation. We just ban you from those locations. But on a serious note, no, Fruks, I do get it. Like, whenever I'm on vacation with my family and I go near my laptop or touch it, they go like, you're meant to be on vacation. And it's like, yes, and because I'm on vacation, I wish to open my laptop and watch YouTube videos that are going to, like, brain rot me. But that's what I want to do, and I need to do that with my laptop. So that's why I've got it.
and I'm going to open up my laptop and I'm going to watch those silly videos. And if I happen to load work emails whilst I'm doing that, it's just going to happen. Oh yeah, Rusty just made a tutorial. So Cybrick says, Rusty just made a tutorial on Snapper Object Recall, which I could probably use for the sort of, let me see their methodology. Oh, it's just a set parent tween. Yeah, set parent tween's also. Let's move to Fizzy Rabbit. Is there a ready-made component to snap a joint to a pre-designated position when released? For example, full closed or full open. Would you need to a script equivalent influx? Joint has that, I believe. If you're talking about joints as the traditional joint component, but you might be talking about joints in terms of avatar stuff. So clarify what you mean by joint. But the joint component does have some snap stuff in it. I should probably do like an updated tutorial on joint. Unfortunately, I just hate it. It's also like not joint's fault. It's just like mathematically how joints have to work. But I cannot remember the difference between swing and twist. And no matter how many times anyone tells me, I'm just going to forget. Rusty, if I could judge you, in most cases, it's like I haven't inspected any of your stuff, so I don't know. I just like skim through that tutorial. I'm like, oh, it's set parent tween. Perfect. Doesn't matter. All right, let's keep going. I believe I'm down at the bottom of questions. I will scroll around to take a look. Most of the time when I open up other people's creations, this happens like not often. Like, I don't want people to be paranoid, but this does happen quite a lot. Like, I open up other people's creations and I go, why did you do it like that? You can do it so much simpler. And rather than, like, you know, going down the route of feeling like they are inferior or, like, you know, hating on them or anything like that, I go down the route of, like, why haven't I or, like, Resonite done a better job explaining the easier way to do this? Like, I open up Protoflux sometimes and I'm just like, what? Like, there's a component that just does this. Or, like, what are you trying to do here? Lavender has a question. Is there going to be a locomotion hovering animation we can get for full body tracking? I'm not sure if that'll be included in Phyrexis's initial work, because our animations are non-full body. They usually try and factor in, maybe at the time. And definitely when we have the animation system, we just have to do it. I did see a kind of might have been. Yeah, here we go. Add initial handling of when feet are in the air. I love coding sometimes. You're just like, that's not a sentence that I thought that we would talk about. Yeah, I reclined in my chair a little bit and went out of the addressable range of the microphone. I'm sorry. So yeah, Fruits is working on adding initial handling of when feet are in the air. So there will be an animation, but yeah, I'm gone again. Oh no. Okay, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to leave off here, because it's that time anyway, and I'll speak to you again later.